Once in the morning, once shortly after that, and once when I get home from work.
You take three shits
a day? Minimum.
You take three shits a day?
There's a there's the possibility of more.
What do qualify as a shit? Every time I sit on the toilet, or every consecutive gust of shit that comes out of my asshole?
Gust.
What do you mean? What do you consider a shit? Like, there's shit come out of your asshole.
But what I mean is this, because sometimes it happens where you sit down on the toilet.
Right.
Immediately, the moment your ass cheeks become suctioned to the seat.
Right.
You shit.
Right.
Okay, that's then like, that's just, like you almost make it.
Every
like,
time.
No, but that's just like you're, that's like perfect. That's like you know. That's like not even a wipe. You don't even have to wipe how good it is. But then if you sit there for like 5 minutes and you're like, fuck, I gotta go again. Does that count as two shits or one shit?
Every time you
that's
wipe.
What I mean every time I
listen,
sit down.
Listen, every time you wipe, it's the end of the shit. The wipe is like the period of the sentence. Mm-hmm.
So if you wipe and there's nothing there, does that consider that you,
you
shit
wiped.
At all?
You, if there's shit in the toilet and
you gotta go
wipe,
what if there's no shit in the toilet? It's just fucking shit. All the way through.
When you guys are at somebody else's,
have
you ever had those? Like you felt that you shit, and then you wipe, and there's nothing there.
There's nothing
and
there's
there. No shit
to
in
clean.
The toilet.
That's because your shit's the perfect viscosity.
It's no, like that's because
too, it's not too hard that it disperses
because,
on the way out.
No, that's because it came with such force out of your ass that it just skidded down the fucking toilet and went right down your pipes. You didn't even have to flush that motherfucker. That's what that means.
When I do those shit at somebody else, when I'm not home, I should say, and I shit.
Right.
Except if it's public place, fuck it. They can deal with it. And I noticed the viscosity is maybe not as dense as it should be. I do make sure I've left no residual on the bottom of the tank.
What do you so, do? You stick your hand in there and wipe it?
No. Yeah, that's what I do.
A little
scrubber? I use my eyes. I get up after I wipe and...
Yeah,
and
but what do you do if there is a little residual?
I flush again.
And what if it doesn't go away? What if it's like the ones that cling to the sides?
Then I gotta go in. Somebody's toothbrush is gonna have a funky
taste.
That's
why my fingers stink.
Yeah.
That's where I was earlier.
You know what I mean? I mean... Hey, look. Ass to mouth, bro. Ass to mouth.
Remember that episode of South Park where Buddy tried the shit out of his fucking mouth?
Goodbye, shoving food up his ass.
I've never watched at all, actually.
The premise of the episode is that you shit.
No, I get the premise of the episode. I'm just saying the show I've never watched at all.
Shit out of your mouth. I don't remember why. I don't remember the context. What?
Welcome, everybody.
Oh, you're recording.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the One Lump of Two
nice.
Podcast.
That's so funny.
Nice.
Recorded on the 14th, posted on September 30th.
Wow, that's a good turnaround.
Yeah, it's a good turnaround, you know, it's better than usual.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully I've stuck to the 2 to 3 week range.
Have you though?
Yeah, no, really, this year.
Are you trying to cut that down? Are you proud of that?
I was trying to get to one every 2 weeks, but I think that's a bit, it's been too difficult for us. Yeah. Other podcasts I listen to do 2 a week. I don't know how they do that.
Because, they show up.
That's true.
Popeyes, man, no sponsors are coming.
Oh
in.
Man, when Popeyes Lucy, I'm already getting the
Louisiana,
Lucy and the Fair.
Well done.
Frankly, I don't want to give that voluptuous woman, you know, any fear, but you know, I can do her. I can do it easily. 12 secret agents passes. See, that's basically it.
That's the entire.
Give me 2.
Dollars.
Give me 2 flavors and I'll do the new Popeye's chicken strips flavor.
Like spices?
Spices, flavors, give it just, you name one and Chris names one.
Time.
Brussels sprout.
Time is running out for a new limited time offer. Brussels sprout and thyme chicken strips.
Who the fuck would eat that? I don't think I've ever had a Brussels sprout actually.
No, but you gotta pick a name, like what's the one they have now? Bonfire. Bonfire chicken. Get 12 bonfire chicken. And then you gotta have...
Bonafide, I think it is.
No, I say bonfire.
You can say whatever you want, but it doesn't make you right.
Did you know that McDonald's is having 67 cents hamburgers?
Oh, yeah,
hamburgers
but
so I call them sausages.
No, that's not what...
That's basically the same thing that you said.
It's not basically the same thing.
It is the same thing.
But hang on, so you're saying they're having... 67 cent hamburgers?
Yeah, to celebrate
so you
the...
You get 40 of them for like...
So what, so that? Hang on. Like so we...
$15?
You get 40 of them for $87. Well, no, what was it? It's $6.70 times 4. What's that? 18. Somewhere in and around $28.
No.
Yeah.
It's 18, that would be 8?
He said 40.
Oh, 40.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm gonna say is basically they're selling them at cost.
Yeah, wow, what a surprise.
That's actually what the public cost them. When you say hamburger, you mean like what, the McDouble?
No, I think hamburger.
It's, yeah, no, it's
means
just like the
burger, patty.
Pickle.
Oh, no, there's pickles in there.
Sorry, pickle.
But no sauce? No cheese?
It's ketchup.
Do you know what a hamburger is?
It's ketchup.
I don't like when people put ketchup on my hamburger without asking me, man.
So tell them not to.
No, but I don't want to go everywhere. There's nothing worse in the world besides ISIS, maybe. But when you go buy a hamburger and they don't tell you they're putting ketchup on, I shouldn't have to go live my life in fear every time I order a hamburger.
You don't want ketchup on it?
No, fuck that. Ketchup belongs only on fries.
Fuck you. How about that?
No, man.
Please do. It's been a while.
Dude, today on the subway? Today on the subway, it's fucking
that's
like...
Shut up. The smallest level of joke possible.
That is very
It's like
small.
8:30 in
the morning. Oh, let me tell you about this. Oh, sorry. Fuck, I'm so sorry. Like,
did you do introductions?
No.
Okay.
It's fuck it.
Moving on.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Pickles and ketchup. Why just those two? Those are, coincidentally, the new Popeye's chicken strip flavors.
There's a guy in here.
That's just what's on the fucking hamburger.
So sorry, you were on the subway.
This morning on the subway.
Well, this morning.
Yeah.
Late?
No, yeah.
You usually Snapchapping us. Snapchapping is like sexy chaps on Snapchat. You're usually Snapchatting us at like 7:30 in the morning with some stupid fucking running emoji of you.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, you have.
Well, you're on my story.
Well, we look at it. We're
that's not for you to specifically. It's for everybody.
That's some guy doing the whole like Roadrunner thing. Anybody who wants to look at me right now, what am I doing?
Like aerobics.
You're doing really
well done.
You're doing really slow speed back
work.
That's
sorry.
What
so doing. Anyway, you were on the
subway. She was eating.
So it's a woman.
No, the subway.
A corn on the cob. She's sitting and she's eating it, just picking at it, row by row, kernel at a time, just popping it. And the woman beside her was just like, "What the fuck is this lady doing?" And I was like, fuck.
But you see, really it's not that unusual, but it's 8:30 in the morning.
I like corn.
Yeah.
You eat corn on the fucking subway?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I don't eat anything. Actually, no, I've had,
I eat full on meals on the subway.
I don't like
it. No, I don't like it because it's like, there's too much jostling and then people.
Jostling.
People are, you know, just like looking in. It's not,
I don't care.
It's not pretty.
People.
It's not pretty.
What's the most extensive thing you've eaten on the subway?
Yeah,
I've had
like a hamburger.
No.
Popeye's chicken strips, new flavor. Tom and Brussels sprouts.
That's what I've had. No, I've had like a full, like a Tupperware with rice and other.
You had, okay, wait, it wasn't even food that he bought.
No, so it was
like
that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
Wait, why doesn't that count?
Because lunch from home doesn't count. I'm making up the rules. I go, doesn't count.
Okay, so what would count then?
Well, tell me if this is odd to you, because I have subsequently told this story, and I've been told, though, it's normal. When I was at York for school, I think maybe I was just there for lunch, maybe. I was waiting for somebody in the hallway, and there was a guy. You know, in university, people just sit everywhere and read or eat or whatever, just like
where you find a floor.
Basically, a university is like a bunch of homeless people just sitting everywhere.
Like like I used to literally sit on the floor.
Exactly.
In the
hallway. So, but just tell me if this is weird or not. So, I'm waiting there, standing up against the wall, and then so there's this guy out just across from me.
You're waiting to go into a lecture?
No, I was waiting for somebody to come out of a lecture. Right?
Okay.
So this guy just sitting there, nothing. I'm just, you know. So I have my listening to music or podcast, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I turn away, I turn back, and this guy is eating with a plastic spoon straight out of a can of chickpeas.
Ooh.
Now tell me,
ooh,
if that is weird or not? Because that was like a slap in the face. I was not expecting that.
I mean, you can eat.
You can because they're fine.
Right. Yeah,
but
you have to drain them. Because there's a lot of brine in there.
Let's face it.
Brine. Brine.
Popeye's new chicken strips flavor.
Brine. And then the clip cuts to Michael going, brine. It starts with you. And then it's just Michael's voice going, brine. Like a poorly edited clip. Where you can hear the sound booth.
It sounds like when I said that I have like no teeth.
Brine. That's not what I get. It's a made food group with no teeth. Brine. And then I come on the end. Lucy had a slow.
That's a quick meal to go.
But it's a quick meal, but let's face it, out of all the meals possible, it's very heavy for what it packs in terms of nutrition.
But I wouldn't.
It's a can. The brine is heavier than the chickpeas.
Yeah, what did he do with the brine?
I personally,
I don't know. I had to walk away because I was shocked and disgusted.
So you left your friend there?
Yeah, she had to fend for herself. Fuck her. She had to deal with the chickpea man by herself.
The brine overflowing.
The brine, man.
Was overflowing.
Chickpeas are weird, though, eh? Do you like chickpeas?
Or as other people call them, garbanzo beans.
Wait, are chickpeas garbanzo beans?
Yeah, that's what they call them.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I've been just saying garbanzo beans.
I think also some people call, there's another name.
Garbanzo.
What do you call them in Italian?
Cecci.
Yeah.
Cecci, I think.
I like that.
That's what my nonno calls them.
Yeah. Oh, there's a... Oh, there was... Another word for hazelnuts. Oh, fuck. It's so... It's like Herbert's or Hubert, something like that. I gotta look it up. Cause one time I needed to, I make gluten-free cake now that I'm watching my weight increase. So, it requires,
I'm watching it increase.
So I'm literally eating on a scale.
Wow.
And I'm literally watching it happen. And, you have to have peeled, hazelnuts. But peeled hazelnuts actually have a separate name that I, I forgot.
I'm glad we went on this tangent to get nowhere.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm. Nice!
My question is, does he reuse the plastic spoon?
Yes.
Of course.
Because for me, student. Reusing...
Probably uses the fucking can.
He's canning his own... He's making his own brine.
It actually wasn't chickpeas in there. It's just that he reused the chickpeas can.
Like none of us lived on... The three of us, anyway. None of us lived on campus. And the few times I've seen residences, not from our professional subtalking,
right.
Thank God. Thank God, because some people lived basically homeless.
You hear stories about what people used to eat in their fucking undergrad? Like I lived at home, like, and
we all lived
at home as well, but people who live on res, like, they're so broke. Like, this guy I worked with over the summer, he literally had, like, he would cook, like, a cup of rice, and then he would pour, like, chicken noodle soup in a can, like, chunkies, over his rice, and just eat it like that cold.
So, yeah, that really... I will tell you this though, that will make you appreciate food.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. Like, I appreciate food, but by the time I have descended to the level where I'm pouring shit soup on probably shitty overcooked rice and having it with a 3 dozen time used plastic fork. Yeah, no, they were...
Another time I saw the same guy.
This one guy is—he does all.
Then he same guy, same ear of corn.
No, he didn't. He didn't have a container, so he packed like a salad and a piece of chicken in a Ziploc
bag. Oh God! Like you see, that's one of those things that, on the face of it, is not disgusting, but it is though.
It's not gross, but it's not fun, man. Don't do that. It's like, come on, man.
See, that's the thing.
Wait, hold on. Shut up. Did he eat out of the plastic?
Yes. But hang on, did he eat it like one of those yogurt things? He just squeezed it into his mouth.
He didn't have a fork.
He just squeezed, that's it, Coker. He just squeezed it into his mouth. He got a hole at the bottom, he squeezed it all in.
No, I think he had a fork for the chicken, so he would just like barbarically eat the chicken.
Damn.
So yeah, thank God we lived at home, man.
That's a struggle.
Yeah.
That's a struggle.
See, but that will make you appreciate food.
People used to tell me that they didn't have toilet paper at their house, so they had to go to the gym, at the school gym to take a shit.
Okay, but not for anything. Doesn't the residents provide toilet paper?
No, but these people were not living on residence. They were living on campus, but off
the residence. Oh, you mean like a house share?
Yeah,
that's rough. Now, thank God I didn't do that. And I considered a long time going away for school.
Yeah.
And then life changed, but thank God I didn't, because that would probably ruined me. I mean, I probably would have lost... Either I would have lost a lot of weight, or I would have become fatter, because I probably would have had to eat shit. I probably would have had to eat, like, I don't know, chunky clam chowder, like, 4 times a day.
Damn.
Chowder.
Chowder. That's got some brine in it.
That's definitely had some fucking brine in it. Some good fucking brine in there.
Brine.
I don't even remember how I said it.
Brine. Brine. You gotta have like a little ring, like you have to like hit a bell when you hit the any brine.
It just reverberates a
bit. Oh, that's funny.
Goddamn.
That was an actual accent for that. We needed a commercial as well. Brine. Goddamn. I haven't had Popeyes in a long time.
Yeah. I have.
The strips for me are the best.
I had it last week.
The strips, what'd you have?
Usual.
How many biscuits?
Family.
Just for one.
Just for me.
No, really, how many biscuits?
Four.
Fuck, those biscuits are so good.
I don't like them, they're so dry.
Do you know that? Oh, you're goofy.
Last time you said they
you
need
can
more now.
Actually go cut off your own penis.
You could actually do that. So could you.
What I was gonna say is this. I personally would wish that we lived in a world that you could eat whatever you want.
Every word he said so far has an associated hand.
Do you know why? Because I went to a deaf and hard of hearing assimilated school.
Have you ever seen that video of...
Let me finish!
I don't care. Of Flocka perform. I think it was Flocka. He's performing. And there was like a deaf and hard of hearing like interpreter like at the concert. And
she's like...
And he thought that she was just jamming out, so he jumps down and starts jamming out with her.
Oh my god.
And she's just trying to do her job as he's rapping and shit. It was great. It's a great video.
What I was going to say was, I would prefer to live in a world where you didn't put on weight, but you were fat inside.
Like your workout figure?
So let's say... Like
what?
Let's say you weigh like me. Let's say you weigh like me.
Okay.
So this is the result.
Right.
But I was as thin as you two. But on the inside, I would still have the cardiac arrest and fatty liver and failing kidneys. You follow what I'm saying?
So you just don't want it to show on the outside?
Exactly.
Well, what difference does it make?
Because then everybody gets to be thin. And you get to save on clothing. That's more clothing for places where they don't have clothing.
You know what I want to buy, actually? I want to buy a steamer. Do you have a steamer?
I have more than one.
Do you use?
Professional one, actually. I bought it in the States.
Should I buy one?
I have... Funny you say that. I'm looking into buying a professional iron.
If I anybody, hate fucking ironing.
Oh, I, you know what? Let me tell you something.
He's gonna say he loves it.
No. I don't particularly like it, but there is something relaxing about it for me.
I fucking hate it.
There is something I like about taking something wrinkled, something disheveled, something that the
washing it away.
The steamer's good, but if you want a crispness.
I just don't want to fucking iron anything.
No. Then okay. Then hang on. How do you do your? Hang on. Let me finish.
Sorry.
Public service announcement.
This is important. The whole time you guys are talking about steamers, and then we're talking about food.
I also have that. If you could be curious, Phil.
And then we started talking about ironing, so, and I went.
Let's. Yeah. Why are they ironing the food? What are they doing with an iron?
Are they
using an old iron to make grilled cheese? You guys are amazing.
Is this a white people thing?
Yeah,
shit.
Fuck.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Let's break down the process of how you're washing your clothes. It's gonna be a public.
That was the hardest eye roll.
You're doing your laundry. Do you separate the colors?
I don't do my laundry.
I do my laundry, but I don't iron, so this is good.
Well, yeah, so we're good.
I'll tag you in. You don't
do your own laundry.
Shut the fuck up.
I've been doing mine for years because I'm so paranoid about losing socks.
Okay, I lose socks all the fucking time.
See, do your own laundry anyway. See, fuck it,
all right, go out. Start with me, and then whenever I can,
you separate your colors.
Yes, of course.
So the darks, the lights.
Yeah, of course.
Do you not have to?
You don't have to really, but it's recommended.
So if you use cold, I was talking to a friend.
Yeah.
She said that if you use cold water, you don't have to separate colors. Is that true?
Yes, because you're not leaching. But the problem is when you use cold water, you're not getting the stains out as much.
Unless you use Tide cold packs.
Enter sponsor here.
So, then you separate. Now.
Right.
The clothes have dried in whatever, the clothes have washed.
Right.
In whatever preference you would prefer them to be washed. Uh-huh. Now, what do you do?
I hang them on the line to dry.
Okay.
Because we line dry in my house. Okay. We don't have a dryer anymore.
We have a dryer, but we don't use it.
I recommend line drying, yes. But when the clothes are like 80% dry in the dryer, 10 minutes, 90% of the wrinkles gone, and they're 10 times softer. Do you line dry in the house?
Yeah.
So when you line dry in the house, sometimes the clothes can become quite hard because there's no circulation.
This is true.
So 80% dry... In the dryer, the last 20%.
We don't have a dryer.
Then.
That's literally why we line dry.
So what you do is,
you gotta get a fucking fan.
What you do is. What do you do with your clothes? Like a trompetus? Is that how you dry them?
I don't have much room
that's why,
to maneuver here.
That's why there's so many wrinkles. They're transposing from your scrotum to the clothes.
That's why my nuts are so smooth.
So then, one, it makes it easier to iron, and the majority of clothes you don't even have to iron at that point. Like, let's say, what you're wearing right now. Because I only iron my shirts and my pants.
By shirts, well, you mean like...
That's iron, you fucking boxers.
My dress shirts.
So what do you iron?
You iron t-shirts?
No.
Oh,
that's what
dress
I mean. Okay, but look, so this was done with the method I just told you guys, right? Where are the wrinkles? Where are they?
But t-shirts don't wrinkle very much, in my opinion.
They're t-shirts.
Unless they've been fucking scrunched up in a fucking ball.
Most of the fabric's all the same. So what are you ironing then?
My dress shirts.
That's what easy.
No, I don't care how easy it is. I don't like doing it.
You know what else is easy? Basic algebra. It doesn't mean that I'm a fan of it.
What's basic algebra?
Like 1 + 1 = 2.
That's not algebra. That's arithmetic.
It's technically algebra.
Math. I'll leave you on this because of your disposition to math. That I have no math. Math left me a long time ago.
It left you?
It's very sad. Sorry, don't go over it.
What?
It's very sad. Sorry, don't go
over it. Mrs. Cracky.
So dress shirts. How do you do your dress shirts? Do you put the line in the sleeve or not?
No, I just...
So then the ironing is easy, bro, for you.
Bro, ironing is too easy for you.
80%, you hang them up. Last 20% in the dryer. And for the shirts, where are you wearing these shirts to?
To work.
You wear a shirt at work?
Yeah.
Since when? How many shirts do you have?
I have like 20.
Oh, but you've come a long way.
Yeah, he works in actual jobs.
You've come a long way.
I still own 3. And they're the same ones I've owned since like the longest time.
Yeah, I gotta buy more actually.
Ironing is easy. Steamer, if you're gonna get one, you gotta get it with a metal head. Because that will transfer the heat better. But personally, just learn how to do it with an iron
first. How much is like a steamer?
What I paid was for a professional one, and it was stupid of me to do it. I paid too much.
But do you use it?
Okay, so how much should I pay
for my mother and I use it more than me. I pay $500.
How much should I pay for a steamer? Because
I wouldn't pay for a steamer. Buy a good iron, which I'm looking at right now.
Fucking iron.
I went to iron, a good iron with a good steam output and a large capacity for water. And a steamer you can use tap water from. That's the best.
So I'm going to buy a steamer. Fuck the iron.
Steamer is, believe me man, you're not going to... Neither which one. We'll have this conversation in a year.
Okay.
You're talking about a guy who bought a kayak on a whim.
I know.
Oh man.
But then again, I buy a lot of shit on a whim too, so I really can't judge.
Chris is the worst person buying things on a whim.
Why?
Because I don't do it. Because
he doesn't.
The last thing I bought on a whim was a Space Jam Jordan long sleeve crew neck.
But hang on, that's not a whim.
And it was like what, $60?
It was like $80.
Wow.
Yeah, for you that's
that for me that's a mortgage.
What's the most I was thinking about this the other day because I bought a pair of shoes. What's the most you've spent in my whole life? I've never bought a pair of shoes more than this set amount that I'm about to tell you.
Right.
But how much have you spent on a pair of shoes?
The most?
Yeah.
I probably spent was like $120.
Okay. Because for me,
wait, let's get
160
Michael.
Is the most.
See, for me, it has to be less than $100. I can't do it anymore.
No, I'm just saying the most.
Like, I've never in my life have I spent more than $100 on a pair of shoes. Because for me, that's not.
What was the pair that you bought?
I bought them from Winners. They were $100.
That was the most you've ever.
I will not spend more than that on a pair of shoes.
Yeah, well, you go to Foot Locker and buy a pair of Nikes, all of them are $100 or more.
Yeah, but I don't go buy Nikes.
But yeah, that's the point.
I have one pair of Nikes. I've had them for 3 years. I only use them on the treadmill. And what does the treadmill get used? Less than a paraplegic uses a treadmill.
So less than never? So the treadmill uses you?
Yeah.
It gets used, though.
No, I use it. No, I don't have my clothes on it. They get hung on the line, bro.
Line dry, bro.
Not the treadmill dry.
Fuck anyway, you. Do what I said. You'll be...
I'm not going to do that.
See, okay, then you're going to... You iron.
I'm not going to iron.
For me, it's meditation. The other day, I ironed 20 shirts in a day.
You didn't even need to iron.
Too much time in your head.
No, not on a day.
You could have did all my shirts
in the course of a day. No. Bro, I don't have that much time. That's just how good I have become at them. I did a few in the morning. I did a few... I go back to it. It's like, you know, and then every once in a while, I throw a pair of pants in there. Change it up.
Just to keep them awake, you know?
I gotta go buy more pants.
My mom does the ironing in my house. Which doesn't happen often because of the four people in the house, none of us have clothes that really need to be ironed. It's her clothes.
I tell my grandmother, if I need something ironed, I just give it to my grandmother. I don't want to fucking iron anything.
So you walk?
No, she's always at my house anyways.
Oh. That makes it okay.
My dad doesn't wear clothes that need ironing. My brother
doesn't. No, there's my dad.
I don't.
But I actually, for me it's, when it's... So it's like anything you do that's repetitive and menial. Sometimes you can, it's like, you just like something for the TV, you just, on the way.
Just rub one out, eh?
You get a little spray bottle, put a little bit of water, dampen down the clothes, get a little old handkerchief that you use to do your creases. Make sure it's moist so you don't make the fabric shiny.
Moist. What's your opinion on the word moist?
Could be wetter.
No, I've never understood the problem people have with the word moist.
Because moist you associate with soft, with heavy humidity to light dampness.
It's the word that people have an issue with.
Yeah, because...
Not the state of being moist. Like, the word itself, moist, people have a... There are people who don't like the word. And I've never understood that.
True.
So I was just asking.
I have sometimes an issue with the word juicy.
Juicy.
Especially in the context of young men, when they use it. It's like, it gets there.
Young men?
Like my marriage.
What are they? Like,
men are HF 43 and reference to N17.
Epic Gazungas?
Yes, you're like, yeah. Gazungas. How old are you? What year is this? 1983?
First of all, they're epic. So they were told of legends by the Norse
scale,
gods.
On a scale of, let's say, roundness, where does this epicness lie?
Epic is... Epic, when you have a scale...
Or is epic just length?
No, when you have a scale, it goes from one end to the other. Yeah. Epic is...
When you have a scale, it goes from one end.
It goes to the middle and back around.
It goes to, like, fucking, I don't know, like, bee stings to...
Oh, we're getting this is so bad.
To melons. Okay,
but what kind of melons? Pumpkins.
What are those small watermelons called?
Sugar melons.
Small watermelons.
Sugar melons.
Not like the full-size melons.
The sugar, I just told you.
Small
sugar.
Watermelons.
Are they called sugar melons?
Sugar melons. Okay, so you got bee stings called, and then you got... They're also called the ones that didn't grow.
So you got... This is your scale. Okay? Yeah. You got bee stings to sugar melons.
Okay, to sugar melons.
And you have things like little... Maybe like a... Like a
grapefruit?
A grapefruit. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Maybe grapefruit.
How about one of those Asian pears? Those big pears.
Sure, so you can populate the
I
scale.
I have had an Asian pear in so long. And neither epic as Ungus.
And then after the scale is over,
yeah, at
that's
when
you have
epic.
Gazungas.
So what is the size below epic?
Have you ever downloaded an app?
Very, very old European.
Wait!
Downloaded an app?
Shut up, let him
So you can add epic to anything. So it can be epic bee stings. It's like the light version of an app is just a bee sting, but then an epic bee sting is a step up. So you can get the full app or the light app.
Or the free app.
So the one that you don't have to pay for
Gazungas, and then you can have epic Bazungas.
Gazungas. So, wait, where on the scale is epic Bazungas? Because if epic Gazungas are at the end of the scale...
Epic Bazungas would be prior to epic Gazungas.
Just prior? Or?
Just prior.
Okay.
No, I think it goes Bazunga.
Now, is just before epic Bazungas, old European lady...
Wow.
Who somehow seemed...
I want no part in...
Right? Because let's face it, sometimes they're carrying some heft there. They're carrying some Barry Bonds weight in there.
Some Barry Bonds. Don't get me involved with this.
Do you think when a girl goes for a boob job, she refers to Gazungas?
She says, on the scale of... I want
Gazungas.
But not epic Gazungas. And then the doctor replies, do you want... What side of old European lady are you? Are you on the epic side or the non-epic side? Wasn't there a story on Snapchat about this Asian boy who grew a full A cup?
I don't know.
Was it fast food or something like that? Just on one side, it was a very odd picture.
Really?
Yeah. They were what I would call, I would say an Asian pear with the bee sting at the end. A little bit of a curve, like a little bit of like an elf shoe.
So did he have to wear one cup?
No, he got it removed, reduced. Uh-huh. And given, it was split in two and given somebody for two bee stings.
You want to hear a funny story?
Oh,
my nonno.
By the way, if you're wondering why we don't get the sponsor, Popeyes, this is why.
Want to hear a funny story? My nonno
also got epic Bazungas.
Has a shirt that's just like a bunch of tits on it.
Why?
I'll take a picture of it when I see him wearing
but
it.
But he's
so on the
grandmother,
it's like a scale. It's like a scale.
Like a button-up shirt.
No, it's like,
your grandmother allows him to wear this, or she doesn't know what it is.
No, she knows probably better than him. He just sees tits, and he's like, okay. No, but it's like, it literally is a scale, and it has pictures of each one.
And
so bee stings is one.
We get this? It has the legend, as it were.
Yeah.
Does he wear this around the kids?
Oh,
that's funny.
I don't know.
At the baptism. That's his first choice at the baptism.
It's a funny shirt.
It's his nice shirt that he wears.
That is funny, actually.
It's like, there's like 40 tits on it.
Hang on, when you say 40 tits, is that 20 pairs?
No, it's like 40
individuals.
There's probably like 30 individuals.
Is that where you got your inspiration for your famous scale from?
I just made the scale up right now.
Oh, you made the scale up. We couldn't tell.
Yeah, we could.
Yes, we could. No, Chris is Filipino. No, we could.
What's the Portuguese?
Epic Gazungas. But that's, Juicy got me thinking about Epic Gazungas. Is that what you're
Epic Gazungas sounds like a porn volume 1 through 47.
Epic Gazungas.
Number 34. Starlet. Starring. Look at Chris. For the listeners, when Chris is silent, that means he's laughing. You know, whenever you see like a title, you go like, 8th Street Latin Horrors 48. That's what they're always like.
Did you say 8th Street?
Yeah. That might actually be a real one. I'm not even kidding.
Like,
I don't know. They're always mumbling stupid shit like that. Or like Bang Bus 48.
Is that a freezer or a dryer?
It's actually a washing machine.
Oh, it's none of the above.
And it actually weighs, I haven't even lifted it. That's how heavy this is. It's stupidly heavy.
And why is it here?
Because we replaced it with one. We got another one downstairs.
Is it a new one?
My dad, no, a new old one. My dad uses a laundry machine just for his work clothes.
I see.
Oh, that's cool.
This way he doesn't, but they were all used, like people were throwing them away.
Not throwing away, but whatever. Wait, what do you mean use the laundry machine just for his work clothes?
How is
that hard to understand?
Repeat it, Chris. Repeat it to yourself.
Like he has a separate machine just for his work
clothes? Just for him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. But then it just seemed like, it seemed so far-fetched to me. Like,
have you met us here?
for his own.
We have three washing machines. Two for us and one for his work clothes.
It's like if I had a separate
and we have a couple lines in my father's
socks. Like that's what it'd be like.
No, but my father works in the mud.
I'm aware, but I'm just saying that mesquite is really distracting me. It's little flying little mesquites over there. What are you doing with those Santa boots? Why are they over there?
Those are actually my Uggs. We're using now as work boots in the garage.
Oh my god, they're actually Uggs. I thought.
Yeah, somebody bought them for me years ago.
I thought you were lying, but they're actually
Uggs. No, they're proper Uggs.
Proper.
It's proper still, fam.
I was gonna say, I noticed that your stash of bottles got smaller.
Yeah, that's because I went in for a delivery.
How much did you get?
I think it was $12.
Nice. Oh, that's good. That's like an X-Mart breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I went for breakfast, actually. No joke. First at the beer store. First one in, first one out, straight to X-Mart.
Nice.
Or I had a bagel and coffee. I don't know what I had.
A bagel?
A bagel.
Fuck this guy.
A bagel. Do you know what kind of hammer this is? Can you name it for me?
It's a hammerhead shark.
No. Yeah, this is what Michael Phelps races against.
Did you see that? Oh, we talked about that, I think, last time.
We did.
This is called a ball peen hammer.
A ball peen.
A ball peen. I'm pretty sure it's
a ball peen.
I don't think it's peen.
It is, ball peen.
Oh, well, I'm wrong.
Why would you say, why would it be ball pen?
Why don't you just call it a fucking cock?
That's because it's not a chicken, you idiot.
It's got balls and a peen.
Fuck up, you piece of shit.
What a child. Look how old are you, seven?
Oh no, he's a child? Look how old are you, seven? Discussion on gazungas.
How old are you, seven? Well, he put up massive gazungas.
Massive gazungas, bro.
I feel like you're becoming a California surfer.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Sick radical waves, bro. Bro.
Sick waves, yeah. Dude.
Got my new board.
Dude, I went off this massive wave,
yeah.
Dude.
Oh no, Michael would be this, hey guys, come take a look, I bought a kayak, yeah. So let me just, because I know the look and disdain a mother gives when a son brings a large item home that she has not warranted. So,
it's not in a shit bag, man.
You've seen that big monstrosity on the side. I don't know how she hasn't burned my room.
The barbecue.
The barbecue's fine with my workbench outside, that big brown thing.
The thing that blocked, that impedes your passage every day.
The thing that she has to look at every time she walks in the backyard.
Yeah, it's just sitting in my garage right now. I gotta find a way to...
Sorry, I think you said you're looking for it. I gotta find a lake.
No.
Well, what was the reaction amongst the family?
The fam. What did the fam say?
Nothing really. I told them that I was going to buy a kayak. My mom was like, "Who are you going to go with?" And he said,
"What, to buy it or to?"
No, like kayaking. I said, "No." First, she said, "How many people can fit in it?" And I said, "It's a kayak. It's a kayak, yeah. So only one." She's like, "So you're going to go by yourself?" I said, "Yeah." She's like, "No, you're not."
Yeah.
But, and then I went to go buy a kayak. But it was funny because...
Did you bring somebody?
Yeah, I went with my dad.
Is this the first time that you purchased anything large by yourself? Like a large purchase like that by yourself?
Not
like
large in terms of monetary, large in terms of size.
Both, like SARS and monetary.
SARS.
SARS.
You bought a strain? That's gonna put this
like
that's,
SARS and
that's putting this podcast on a list.
Yeah. Like that wasn't the most, like my computer was probably the most expensive thing I've ever bought and I was pissed when I had to fucking rebuy it again when it broke.
I hate to say I told you so.
Does it still, do you still have
But I fucking yeah, I told you so.
What?
I told you don't buy it, we can get you something else. You're like, no, I like the touch screen, I like to touch it.
Yeah, I bought it. I still
have to close it the other way.
I'm not in school now, so I don't really use it. I just watch it for like Netflix.
You watch it for Netflix?
I use it for Netflix.
He watches it for Netflix. Netflix pays.
But that was the most, the biggest thing in terms of size that I ever bought. But we kind of fucked up because my dad kind of wanted to go with me. He didn't think that I was actually going to buy it. So we didn't bring any straps.
Were you happy with the price?
It was on sale for $200, but I can't.
Oh, so it was brand new.
Yeah, it was on sale, $200 off, but it was still pricey compared to what I saw at Canadian Tire after I bought it.
No, see, for
Where'd
me,
you
when
buy it from?
Back sale.
Oh. What?
Sale.
That's a store?
Sorry, where did you buy it from?
Sale.
Sale?
Sale, the outdoor store.
Don't you know the outdoor store sale?
You don't know where that
is. Sorry, you mean the outdoor sale?
No, it's in Vaughan. It's called Sale.
Oh, sorry, there's only one very minuscule store.
No, there's...
And you've never heard of it?
The only one I know... There's one in Whitby. I went to that one, too.
So there's not just one.
But, like...
Sorry, because the listeners can be for facts, so...
Well, that's for sure.
So there's not just one.
But listen to this. So I bought it...
Hang on. Lucy! I just want to be able to edit it, where we can just put in a little ad break.
Okay.
So I'm going to go... Ooh, sweet chili.
That was the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
Moist.
So we went to go buy this kayak, but my dad didn't think that I was actually going to buy it on that day.
So basically you're saying that your father doesn't believe in you.
Well, yeah, he was... My mom told him to come with me so that he could talk me out of it.
Yeah.
But he didn't really try that.
And what? And how did that work out?
It didn't. So we get there.
He's just assembling a broom.
God.
So we get there.
Somebody would stole me, sorry. I've had this broom for 10 years. I've had three handles and two brushes. It's not the same broom, you idiot. Anyways, sir, go ahead.
I feel like the guy with the chili dogs told you that.
Oh, don't fuck. That guy still haunts my dreams.
Carry on.
So we didn't bring any straps. So we took my dad's car. My dad's car is long enough.
But is it wide enough, your dad? Car.
Yeah.
Okay. just make a shift for the listeners. They want to know.
So we had to put all the seats down, and we fucking just shoved it in the actual car. But my dad...
Why are you looking at me and turning your hand upside down, palm side up?
Like, sir, why is that so, like, crazy? It's a kayak, not a replica of the Titanic. So it's a one-person boat. How big could it possibly
be? It's 10 feet long.
Why are you... You're
telling me it's 7 feet taller than I am?
Are you 3 feet?
Circumference, at least. Like a fucking little planet. I'm like Pluto.
Pluto's not a planet.
So... Yeah, what is it now?
What, yeah, what?
Yeah, Chris, you would know.
What criteria does something have to meet for it to be a planet?
Look at Chris. I think it's something to do with mass and orbit.
I'm not Neil deGrasse Tyson. If you want, you can ask him.
Oh, he's a great boxer.
Actually, there's a show I watched called Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's Mike Tyson's cartoon.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
Shit.
It's fucking funny. It's good. I enjoy it.
And so, well, what's the premise, though? I've just heard it. I've just seen it on IMDb. I haven't,
It's based, so it's just Mike Tyson solving mysteries.
But as a cartoon.
Yeah, as a cartoon. So it's like old, like, Hanna-Barbera cartoon, like, style.
You gotta love the internet.
And then...
What's the network?
It's Netflix. Adult Swim. Yeah. But now, it started on Adult Swim, and I think Netflix now has, like, exclusivity for this season.
Oh, okay.
But, like, yeah. And, wow. Big stick. But yeah, it's a good fucking show.
Thank you.
It's pretty good. And in one episode, he goes to see his brother or his cousin, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's not actually his brother or cousin. And it just reminded me of that.
No, why'd you ruin it? Why'd you ruin it for me, man?
Because you won't
but
know.
But I thought they were brothers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know what show is really good? Ozark. No.
Noah's Ark?
Ozark.
Ozone Layer?
Noah's Ark? Noah's Ark?
I'm a kid. I'm a child.
Noah's Ark?
Ozark.
Noah's Ark?
It's a new Netflix show.
It's getting upset. Sorry, no, sir. Sorry. Did you know that McDonald's has 6-7-7 burger?
Sorry, what does it have?
6-7-7 burger.
Sounds like an auctioneer.
You ready?
6-7-7 burger.
Have you seen that video of the auctioneer?
6-7-7 burger.
Over a Rappy?
No, I haven't, but I'm gonna look for it right now. But,
sorry, go ahead.
So you started watching Noah's Ark.
Ozark. It's really good. It's about Jason Bateman's in it. I think he's a really good actor. Do you know who that is?
Jason Statham?
If you point at me. Yeah, I know.
Jason...
Bateman.
Jason Sudeikis.
Bateman.
Jason Mraz.
Oh, Jason Derulo. Every time he's in a song, that's how he says. Jason Derulo.
Jason Friday the
13th. Just like him.
Do I?
Oh my god. Oh, I thought it was Jason Derulo.
Wife, close your eyes. See, this is me.
The listeners.
And I'll be like, hey guys, let's my new friend.
Special guest, Jason Derulo on the show.
No, but you cannot just say his name, because every time you hear Jason Derulo, his name is sung. It's not just, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Derulo. No, it's, ladies and gentlemen, Jason Derulo.
Oh my god, it was him.
Right?
Why would he be saying that?
So watch, I'm gonna play Jason Derulo. I'm gonna play Jason Derulo. And you're gonna play just like somebody with me at a bar, okay? And you're gonna, and be like, hi. What's your name?
I don't want to touch your hand. This is weird.
Hi, what's your name?
I don't want to do this.
Okay, just tell me your fucking name.
George.
And then you ask my name.
What's your name?
I'm like, Jason Derulo.
I wasn't working.
You're like, so I'm going to order a coffee. So ask me, what kind of coffee would you like, sir?
What kind of coffee do you want, you fucktard?
I would like...
The payoff is taking too long.
I would like... Americano.
Get off the tracks.
Extra hot. Cream, a little bit of sugar.
And your name for the order.
Oh, okay, well, thank God. And you go, Jason Derulo. Now, how would you write that on the cup?
I wouldn't, I would quit my job.
Exactly.
I'd throw the cup at you.
Jason Derulo. And they go, ah, it's hot. Jason Derulo got burned. And then you would say...
I don't even remember the content.
Then you would say...
You're watching Ozark, so how's the, what is it about?
It's about this guy who has to money launder. Mm.
Oh, that's not what it's called, though.
Ozark.
Is that what it's called?
Ozark?
Well, I've been watching,
I've been watching a completely different
show. No, I've been watching House of Cards, and that's been on the, like, as an advertising.
Cool. Yeah, it's new. It's just
I didn't know that's what it was called. Looks very good, though.
It is really good.
It's about money. First, you gotta rub the money on the ground. Then you gotta hold it this. Then you gotta run it through this. Then you gotta do this.
It's about money. I learned a lot. It's about money laundry. So first you put it in the, first you separate the colors.
But do they actually do that? Why did, like I can't figure out.
Then you 80% dry.
No, then you put it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
When it's washed, 80% dry, then you iron it. And then,
yeah.
No wrinkles.
But do they actually do that? Like,
I'm sure in real life.
But why? What purpose is that?
Because the money looks old, looks used, doesn't arouse suspicion. Because what money laundering is, do you know what money laundering is?
It's essentially cleaning money so that it looks...
But what do you mean cleaning? What do you mean by cleaning money?
Making illegal money look legal.
But what do you mean by that? You mean like physical bills looking legal?
No, large sums.
But how do you do that?
By investing into something and then getting
your return. So if you go to a bank and you go with $10,000 and each bill is crisp in like successional order of cereal, it's gonna raise some eyebrows.
That's the ugliest fucking face. You look like a fucking kumquat.
I was about to say that's actually a scum face. Oh, where is kumquat on that list of bazungas from Bee Stingers?
A kumquat, I didn't know, is actually an orange fruit.
You know that? What the fuck did you think a kumquat was?
I thought it was green.
Chris, a cow is actually a farm animal.
Here's a fun fact for you, friend.
Have you ever seen a fucking kumquat?
Did you know?
Life?
What?
Did you know that a tree has leaves?
Oh my god.
But some leaves fall off.
Chris, did you know that a watermelon is actually not just water?
Oh my, did you know?
Too. There's a melon in there. Do you know that an Asian pear is neither Asian nor actually a pear?
I actually thought it
was. Do you know that a tomato has actually no toes in it? Do you know, Chris, an eggplant actually has no eggs in it?
What? No way! Totally crazy.
Do you know that a cauliflower actually has no flowers?
He's not gonna stop now. Did this to yourself.
Do you know that button mushrooms have no mud buttons in them?
Mud buttons?
Mud butts.
What the fuck was that?
Did you know that this thing is actually the thing that
Did
it is?
Did you know this thing that a lot of people have seen?
I've never seen a kumquat before in my life.
I always remember kumquat from the Amanda Bynes show. Where you say kumquat, jerk.
Kumquat's just a fun food.
The taxi. Oh, that's funny.
And then, yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, where does a kumquat fall in the scale?
That's
no.
funny.
No,
probably middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. I started watching, if we're discussing what we're watching now.
What?
Are you done talking, sorry, are you done talking about Ozark? I didn't mean to interrupt if you
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Is it just one season right now? Like,
yeah.
How many episodes?
10.
10?
Good, that's what it should be.
Hour-long episodes?
9-hour-long episodes, 180 minutes.
9-hour-long episode.
180 minute episode is the finale.
Nice. Spicy. I started watching Game of Thrones finally.
Oh, I haven't started yet.
Is it good?
That's a fucking good ass show.
I haven't started.
That's a
How
fucking
far are you?
Good. I'm still in season one. I'm halfway through. But that's a good, cause I'm also, as every time I watch an episode, I have to, debrief with my friend who didn't tell me to watch it for years. And then she gives me the rundown of how I feel about things.
Also very good. House of Cards is very good. I'm almost done. Season five, episode one.
Is that the newest season?
Yep.
Is that?
I've watched all in the last week. I'm binging.
What is this?
Really? I stopped. I felt like it kind of fell off, after season two.
There is a bit of a dip, but it does get better.
But it does pick up. Yeah. Like, I started watching. The thing about, I hate Netflix.
Can I be honest with you? I love the show, sorry. But I was thinking this the other day, I think they made him president too soon in the show.
That was a spoiler for everybody.
No, I mean, everybody knows it.
Not really.
Of the show is him in the Oval Office sitting in the chair.
He could be the janitor.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
But that's literally where I feel like it dips off. As soon as he becomes president.
So you've watched it where he becomes president.
Yeah, no, I'm almost at season five.
But I haven't watched it.
I would prefer
that he became the president.
I agree with that though, 100%.
Like, it's a great show, but I like him better as Majority Whip
Now he's saying more things that I don't know.
No, but now as president, he's doing some crazy shit.
Yeah, he's doing some crazy, makes me laugh.
You're getting into dangerous territory here.
But remember that thing he did with the cow? And then he fucked the pig in the Oval Office.
Hold on. See if you can fuck a pig.
I wouldn't put it past that.
Hold on.
I know, no kidding.
Wait,
actually.
Put a pin in the thing that you were talking about. Netflix.
I was very upset when they killed Edwards.
You said fuck a pig. Have you seen Black Mirror?
No.
Okay, watch Black Mirror. That show fucks you up.
What show is that?
Black Mirror. It's the one where it's like each episode is it's like its own thing, and it has nothing to do with the next episode, and they just like look at different like topics.
Yeah.
I think I heard about that.
So in an episode, somebody fucks a pig.
Yeah. It actually happens.
Thanks for ruining it for me.
Well, we're apparently we don't care about spoilers on this podcast.
Okay, but this I want to know. You can spoil me on this one. Who squeals first?
what were we talking about before that?
You said this is what I hate about Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Stop touching his dick. It's gross.
Jesus.
Don't
you gotta buy me dinner first.
I'm adding a little bit of about you last day. I'm adding a little bit of zhuzh to the show.
There's no zhuzh yet. The way you said it. Why did you say it like that? There's no zhuzh yet. Yeah, go tie your fucking shoes. No zhuzh yet.
Bro, that's my favorite small handle broomstick.
What I hate about Netflix is that when you stop watching a show,
right,
you have to fucking figure out where you were.
No, what are you talking about? You just sign in.
It stays.
Okay. No. No, but like after you watch it, like I stopped watching House of Cards like fucking
a year ago. Here's your history kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know, and then I have to spend all this time watching
the episodes. There's only 60 episodes, so it's not that hard.
No, but
you forget what happened, like, and a show like that is so intricate that everything means something.
But also you don't want to get, like, for example,
you don't want to go too far.
No, exactly. I started watching Suits again, but I had forgotten where I was.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me look at an episode. So I watched I clicked the thing, I went to the middle of the episode, and they're talking about some shit that I don't know what happened at all. This is too far. So now hop back.
I did the same thing with Suits, and then I realized that Netflix had episodes only, they said, they advertised new episodes. So I was like, oh, fucking perfect. I can just watch them on here.
Mm.
I fucking went to the last episode. I had no idea where I was.
Right.
I went through to the last season they had, and I started at the beginning, and I went to the end, not this episode. I made it through all the episodes they have, and I had seen all of them.
Mm.
I was upset.
Oh, that made me laugh.
Because it updates a little late. Like, I'm up to, like, wherever it is on Netflix now, but it's, like, at least a season behind, I think.
It's like, it only goes up to mid-season of
six.
We don't even get all the shows here in Canada. The Netflix in the States has more.
Apparently they're gonna take away my fucking Disney movies. You know how upset I am about that? Because Disney wants their own fucking thing.
Apparently Netflix is losing so much fucking money.
I don't know. I just recently started using
Also, Netflix. Did you know that Netflix sub price is going up $1? Here in good old
Northern... Well, that makes sense, considering they're losing...
So here where?
Here in good old Northern...
Northern of the border.
Northern of the border.
We're the Northern but I don't even... Border. Yeah, I don't even...
I pay for my Netflix.
I don't.
Because it's mine, so... And then my brother uses it whenever he feels like the best. But, but yeah, like...
But that's probably why they lose it. Oh, that's so funny. Nobody, like...
No, because there's so... But, like, the thing is, like, there's so many fucking different places to watch things now. Like, you can have a Netflix...
I love that you can download it offline and watch it on your phone.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. But, like, what I mean is, like, you can have a Netflix account. You can have a Hulu account.
Hulu's
you can have
only
a
in the States,
fucking
no?
Amazon video account. You can have a fucking HBO Go account. You can have a Crave TV. Like,
yeah,
fuck
that's
off.
Too much.
There's too many, like... I just need a thing to watch a thing.
No, it's true, but in a way it's good because there's a lot more good television being made.
Right, that's true.
But in a way it's bad because it's all over the place.
Yeah, and like, for example, you
right?
know how-
It's not like in the same, it's not like before you had just your TV and whatever 100 stations
yeah.
there were.
Whatever's there is there.
It was there, and that was it. It wasn't like you could go anywhere else
but
for
like,
TV.
But like, the reason why, like, cause obviously I could just do, like, you know, I could just go the way of Captain Hook and watch all my shit like that. But I'm like, you know what, this is more convenient to have Netflix. I'll fucking pay for convenience.
No, when something is good, I don't mind paying for it.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I like Netflix. But then I want to go and watch fucking Hot Fuzz. So I look up Hot Fuzz on Netflix.
Hot Fuzz is good,
and
though.
It goes, it's not available
have you
here.
Watched the
it's available in US.
Yeah.
And I go, fuck
I hate
you.
When it
but
says,
you see, don't tell us available in US. Don't tell me.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I hate when it says topic similar to Hot Fuzz.
No, I don't want to know what's similar. I want fucking Hot Fuzz. Don't give me what's similar to it.
I know. That's the problem with TV because... So, the only TV I actually watch are sports, so soccer.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
Same with me.
So,
but not soccer.
The
so
soccer package, let's say the soccer package
right.
for the, like, five or six different channels. So,
right.
England, UK, same thing. So England, Spain, France, Italy, Germany, so all the big ones, right? So it's spread across, let's say, between five, six stations. And
right.
the package in general costs $30.
Right.
Now, I would be fine
just
if you told me, just pay the $30
and
for what you want.
All you get is the soccer.
That's all I care for.
You can't do that.
But you can't do that. They want you to pay for the fucking box, and I don't want that fucking crap.
Neither do I.
I barely watch TV as it is.
That's
I watch
like
it. A soccer game is on, so I watch the hour. I try to catch
the apps for no reason.
The apps, but is that how it goes?
Hold on! This guy just hit the sickest dab I've seen since dabs were
right.
no longer
straight,
cool.
Straight thing, bro. So look,
looks like a polywhirl.
Like some kind of Greek god. What was I saying?
You don't want to pay for this.
So, yeah. So, let's say I try to catch half an hour of the soccer news daily, which
right.
I miss almost daily.
Funny.
So, I try to catch the highlights.
Right.
Mostly miss those.
Right.
But I definitely watch the one game a week I want to watch.
Right.
So, that's 2 hours a week.
Yes, and you're
paying So, essentially, if 2 hours a week, I'm paying $30. Now, in my mind, to watch a game you really want to watch, fine.
Right.
Right? So, we'll be able to watch and record whatever. But I don't want the other shit.
Yeah.
I don't, not for anything. I don't watch the Blue Jays, I don't care.
Yeah.
Don't watch the Leafs, I don't care.
That's fair.
I don't watch the Raps.
Yeah.
And the DeRozan. And Lowry. And
that's all the same thing. Why did you only give one thing for Blue Jays?
And that guy who says, get that garbage out of here.
I love
the old guy. The old trail guy.
But I didn't know that.
And looks like he's a squeeze.
I will fight you in your garage.
He's a very nice guy. He just looks like he's a squeezed tub of toothpaste. He's very flat.
A tub of toothpaste?
Tub of toothpaste.
This guy buys big jugs of toothpaste.
I go through a lot of food. Buy them bulk. I buy it with a fucking pressure washer. Comes at me.
But I didn't know that you have to have the basics to have.
Yeah, you have to have the basics before you have anything else.
Like, I only have basic cable in my house. And the only reason we have basic cable is because it's how I watch the Raptors, and it's how my parents watch TV.
Raptors are on basic?
Not always.
Oh, okay.
On TSN, yes, but when I was on Sportsnet, I just go fuck myself.
You don't have Sportsnet in basic?
No, because I'm on Bell, not Rogers. Sportsnet is a Rogers channel, so it would be on Rogers basic.
See, and that's the other thing. That's why also, too, they charge... sorry, Chris, I think you find something like this. Then if you want to do it, when you go like this. Oh, sorry, my
boss. Jesus Christ.
As you were.
That's why I went to save the glass. Oh, sorry, as I was.
Oh, no, you were actually saying something before you started dabbing.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
Oh. All right, good talk.
Yeah, but I heard that Netflix has a lot of originals now, and apparently...
No.
The originals do very well.
The originals are great.
They poured a lot of money into, like, creating new content.
No, but the originals are great. And as you consume, like, things like House of Cards
right.
or this other one, Annie... Sorry, Orange is the New Black. Green Gables. Really, that's a very good show, by the way. You should watch.
Mike Tyson. They did a great thing. Because it was only one season, and then season two is an FX exclusive.
So there, and then I've never watched Orange is the New Black, but that's great. Yeah. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
But this just proves, and HBO proved a long time ago, to be fair to them, they're doing it again now with Game of Thrones. People will pay.
Like, I would be willing to pay, but it's impossible to pay
for. How long is an HBO, Game of Thrones episode?
An hour.
Like.
And you can't binge them. I can't do it. Like, every time I watch one, I'm like I come. Not come, it's like emotional come.
Hang on, but do you come and then quat?
Yeah, I come.
Which is coming and then squat. Which is
every time I zhuzh.
You zhuzh to get the zhuzh.
Zhuzh is done. That's it. Zhuzh come, zhuzh finish.
And that was bored.
Like you need to, every time I watch a Thrones episode, I need to stop and I do something else for like 3 hours.
Oh man, that's
and then funny. If I want to, I go back. It's rough, man.
That's funny. Sure. Zhuzh it up a bit.
You gotta zhuzh it up.
Zhuzh.
But yeah, Ozark, you guys should watch it. Give it a watch.
That's his recommendation today. What's your recommendation for today on Netflix?
The House of Cards.
Okay.
By the next time we have it, I should be done. I should be done the next few days.
My recommendation
is that, how many episodes are in that season? 10?
10. Oh no, 13. So I got 13 episodes left.
My recommendation for today is Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's really easy to watch because it's like, they're like old cartoons now.
Do you know which cartoon I really like? I wish would come back. Sorry, go ahead.
They're 11 minute episodes.
Oh, they're really short.
Really?
And they're all separate, like, thread. Like, there's occasional things that...
The Ghost of the Garage is back.
It's Mike Tyson. You should call Mike Tyson to solve the mystery.
The mystery.
But yeah, like they're, it's good.
Have you watched
you can just watch it like in the time you take a shit, watch an episode. It's good.
Have you watched the Bill Nye
show? Yeah, I did. It was alright. I wasn't a fan.
No, I haven't watched.
I watched a bit of it and I went, okay.
I watched
the cartoon I missed and I'm gonna watch it again. Fillmore.
Ooh, Fillmore's a good one.
It was a very good one. Fillmore's have you watched it?
I never got into it, no.
No, it's a good one.
Fillmore's a fucking good
one. Better than Recess?
No, but it's not better, different. Recess was not, this is a full-on mystery.
Yeah. Fillmore has like
and it's like a film noir every time and...
God, film noir.
Oh.
Do you think that's what they're going for? We were gonna high five, then we thought, maybe not.
Then we thought we're too cool.
Yeah.
Now that was good. That was like, almost was like our subconscious connected. That was like...
You guys should kiss.
The dab in the both of us. That guy, I'm a little bit hard.
I'm ignoring what you said.
I'm not. I'm embracing it.
But no, Fillmore was a good
I'm not gonna lie, after watching House of Cards, I'm open to anything.
That show's fucked, man. But so is this other show. Netflix has a thing about...
Black Mirror is fucked.
Leaving like that.
Black Mirror is fucked. Black Mirror is another thing you can't
But hang watch. On, but you see, is it... The one thing I like about House of Cards is it's not shock and awe just because... Like, it's not because... Okay, we're gonna throw in an orgy for no reason.
Right.
Or we're gonna throw in this lady.
No, Black Mirror's not like that either.
Oh, okay.
Black Mirror's it's a UK show anyway, so they're quite tasteful.
So that makes fuck a pig every episode.
Every fucking episode. Every day.
That's the finale of every episode.
It's actually in the theme song. She's like, No, there's no squealing because it'd be weird. But yeah, that's a fucked up show. But you can't binge that. Don't binge it.
There was I believe during the Salem witch trials. A man convicted.
Sure, go ahead.
Convicted of having sex with a pig.
Right.
Because when these pigs were born, they looked like him. Because he was not a very
attractive man.
Yeah.
Right.
I was watching. Ever watched that show, Border Security? I fucking love that show.
My mom watched that show.
Your mother would though.
That show.
Christopher. Christopher.
Anak. Look what they tried to bring in. Oh my god. And then it's just looking, it's like,
the Philippines,
some of the people try to bring the most fucked up shit.
Like, it's not even like it's fucked up, like, oh my god, drugs and weapons. Like, the fucked up shit is when it's like weird shit. Like a giant lizard folded twice. Or something. Like, and they go, sir, you can't.
The amount of times, like, fucking sausage gets fucking, like taken away. You can't bring meat
to they're probably fucking eating it.
Yeah.
I think it depends how they catch you or what they do. Because when we've gone to Italy, we brought back stuff. We've actually brought stuff there, never mind.
Our friend came back from the Philippines and brought us back coffee.
Yeah. Tavi!
I tasted it, it wasn't that great. But it was instant, so...
She brought
you back instant coffee?
Yeah. Philippines.
Is that a big thing in the Philippines, is instant
my
coffee?
My mom, when I left it on the table, because I came home late from visiting my friend. So the next morning I woke up and I was like, why did he bring me... she said, I don't know what the name is. She's like, why did he bring me this? And she named it. And I'm like, I don't know. It's what he got. And she's like, we have so much better here.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly.
Like, she knows. She saw it and she knew what it was.
She's like, this is why I left.
This is why I left.
The one that I had, it was interesting because it was instant coffee, but it had instant creamer in the same pack as well. So you just pour the water.
Fucking eventful. You see that?
And then it was creamed already. Had the juge.
It was pre-juged.
It was pre-creamed.
No, it was pre-juged.
I'd like to welcome new Louisiana flavor juge.
They're definitely sponsoring us now, boys.
Get some extra juge.
There's an extra juge in there.
Frankly, I'm happy with just one free biscuit.
One free biscuit a pod.
I don't know how you don't like this. You, a guy who's never baked, they need more milk. I mean, you know what they need.
We discussed this last time. He's
dabbled. But never for me.
He's dabbled. He dabbles in the culinary.
But never for me, bruv. And I've fed you so many times here. You could at least offer me a piece of bread.
You fed us like twice.
Remember the time that... What did we have the last time we were here?
Pizza? I don't know.
I made pizza today, actually. I made some dough over the weekend.
You made a pizza?
Oh, I actually made pizza on the weekend, too.
Yeah, did you make the dough?
Yeah, I didn't. My girlfriend did, but... She told me dough.
Yeah? Was it good?
It was actually pretty good. When my mom and my grandmother made pizza, it's never...
The pizza? So put some jus on it?
As good as I would like.
Would you say that this pizza was better that your girlfriend made?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow. He's deep. He's in deep.
Well, he wants to be. That's why he's saying that.
Wow. No, but it was actually good pizza.
Did she listen? She listen to this?
I hope not.
Why? Okay, so we'll see. We'll
talked about this huge too much.
On a scale of bee stings to bazungas, where's your girlfriend's mother? No, I'm kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Is that how big they are?
Jesus Christ is somewhere.
Jesus, where's Jesus Christ on the scale?
I gotta take a picture of that shirt and show you guys.
You should. But preferably when your nono is wearing it.
But does your nono's natural breasts fill out one of them?
No, they're like little, little...
I know what they are. It's a fucking joke. Yes, we're the joke by dissecting it.
They're little boobies.
No, they're like little pictures of boobies.
Yeah, I've seen the...
You've seen it?
The representation.
Wait, you've seen the shirt?
What's going on even in high school?
Do you hang out with his nono?
Yeah, I gave it to him. I printed the shirt.
It's my shirt.
It's actually my face.
It's not boobies. It's just my face. Really, really like zoomed out.
And then you do saggy ones.
I like that you did the face twice, just to emphasize what it was like.
This part here is the nipple.
Oh, I see.
And this part here is the areola.
Oh, so it's one.
This part here is the fatty tissue.
Fatty tissue, he says.
What is, you would know, what are breasts made of, Michael? Besides joy.
There's like a milk sack in there somewhere.
You can't say anything nicer, just sacks of milk.
I think it's just fat. Adipose tissue.
Oh, that's a great episode of Dr. Who. I'm not even kidding, adipose is called.
It actually?
Genuinely.
Attaboy.
It's these, I won't ruin it.
No, don't ruin it. Somebody might be watching it right now. Yeah. It might be on episode Adipose.
Adipose! Anyway, guys, shall we?
I don't know, shall we?
Michael, you still wake up early in the morning, no?
Yeah, how deep are we, boys?
Chris, do you?
Not really.
Ah! Mesquites. You wanna go for a gelats? I feel like going for a gelats.
What time is it? Is it 11?
No, it's 10.
It's 10:11.
Oh, we can
You wanna go for a gelats?
I'm gonna
go to Nino Diversa. I wanna go for a proper gelato.
My house?
Keelan Finch, I'll drive.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, you got to drive?
No, you're gonna drive.
You just said you'll drive.
You. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
You should just leave the recording on while we go.
No, man. No. I want to talk about things.
Like what?
Things that we can't talk about here.
Anyway, guys, thank you everybody for listening.
Like that time?
Like
remember?
That time, with that those, time. Yeah. That time,
illegal
that time and Brussels sprouts!
Oh my god!
Whoop, whoop, whoop! Thank you everybody listening to the One Leopard 2 podcast.
Shut up. It's a fucking fire alarm.
Okay guys, Chris, don't forget
Chris,
to like and share. Chris Audibles.
He's the audio for all the fire alarms in the city.
that's why I don't
What do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a fire alarm automator.
You know how there's the lady who does the TTC stops? I'm the fire alarm.
Do you think
bro,
a
how
lady?
Did they get her?
Yes.
How did they get on every subway though?
Is that...
That's good.
There's one That's message that I still don't know what they say. Due to over...
299 blower, 299 blower, 299 blower. That one? You've never heard that.
Was it an old redneck?
299. Breaker, 299 blower.
Football play, QB.
299 blower. Oh man, that's funny. Anyway, we better...
No way, he had something to say.
Thanks, Mac, for spitting all over the floor.
Oh, no problem.
Jesus. Oh god, try again.
Don't fuck up.
What do you have to say?
I forgot.
Okay, that was nice.
Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah, or 3 weeks.
Next month.
Oh, Chris, don't forget your video. We have to watch at your house.
So Okay, we're coming back. Ah!
Anyway, boys, thanks again.
Born to Ball!
From Chris, Michael, and myself. Don't forget to like and share.
And Paul Pierce.
Bye-bye.